All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition. As we kick off hour number one, you can take control of the airwaves. Just bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All of the features are on the house, totally free. freetalklive.com as we start things out with your calls. Since this is the show about your calls, let's talk to Zach in South Carolina on the Amplifier line. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, I have some good news about Tuesday's elections here in South Carolina.
Good news, all right.
We only had one Libertarian running in the statewide elections, and that was for superintendent of education. And there were actually six candidates running here in South Carolina for that.
In South Carolina, you can run for the superintendent of education for the entire state?
Yes.
Wow, I've never heard of such a thing. Cool. So how do you do?
Anyway, he got about 20,000 votes, which... It ended up being about 100 times the difference between the top two vote getters, the Democrat and Republican, mm-hmm. which they haven't actually decided who's won yet because there's only been a difference of like 200 votes. And so,
So he was definitely the kingmaker then in that race.
Oh yeah. Well, he and another candidate each got about 20,000 votes, and then a couple others got a couple thousand, so no one even got the majority, and I was actually excited because I convinced my grandmother and mother and roommate to vote for him, and my mother, I actually had been working on her for, weeks, telling her, this guy is a lot better than any of the others, and the night before the election, I finally got her to agree to vote for him.
How did she feel afterwards? I mean, as somebody who was probably her first time stepping out of the Republican and Democrat box, how did she feel afterwards?
Well, the next night the election results were coming in, and she's been a Republican, and I guess she still is, pretty much, but came out, and the Democrats been ahead. She's like, oh, no, we may have, cost the Republican the race, and I was like, well... You're just assuming that those votes belong to the Republican and that if the Libertarian wasn't in the race that they would have voted for her, but that's not the case. I said, if anything, the Republican stole votes from the Libertarian because there were a lot of people that probably, in their hearts, they knew that he was better, but they said, well, we can't have a Democrat in office, so I'll vote for the Republican.
Yeah, nobody owns the votes. I hate it when people say, oh, he stole the votes. Well, you don't own the votes in the first place. So there's no such thing as stealing votes from another candidate.
And then also, the Libertarians in our state are being credited with getting our governor reelected because there was a large group of Republicans that actually, formed a group and Republicans for Tommy Moore, which was our Democratic candidate. And so they didn't like him because our governor has, disagreed so much with our Republican General Assembly.
So wait, the governor is a Republican? Hold on a second, I'm confused. The governor is a Republican, and he's making Republicans angry because he's going along with the Democrats, and that's why the Republicans were stumping for the Democrat?
No, he's not going for the Democrats. He's just going against the Republican House because he wants to cut government spending a lot more than they want to. And he's actually, since he's come into office 4 years ago, he cut our deficit by over 90%, I think. And under him, government only grown by 1%.
So did he get reelected or no?
Yeah, he did. And so it's the Libertarians that are being credited with that because of all the Republicans that actually left his constituency or whatever you call it. And they actually ran attack ads calling him a Libertarian, which I thought, that's probably good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
People see Libertarian associated with him, and he's very popular in the state still. He has like over a 60% approval rating.
Wow, so Republicans, so angry Republicans who wanted a little bit more government were running hit pieces on him, labeling him as a libertarian, which is now believed helped him win the election.
Right.
Very interesting, Zach. Thank you for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night. 800-259-9231.
Good news there.
Yeah, not terrible. And so that's interesting that labeling someone as a libertarian actually helped them out in the race because it gave people something to vote for. Gave them maybe made them feel better about voting for one of the major party candidates.
It'd be nice to have a libertarian governor here in New Hampshire.
Now, since Zach brought up the election, I wanted to turn to the opinion of another candidate who was a libertarian, who is a libertarian, but didn't run as a libertarian. Remember, we focused earlier this week on Joel Winters here in New Hampshire. He's the first Free State Project member to be elected to the State House of Representatives.
But the NHLA, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, has 75 candidates that were endorsed that won.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a bunch of liberty-minded people in the New Hampshire
House. Oh, no doubt about it. I'm just saying that he's the first Free Stater to actually get elected. And what it was unique about his race was that, or worthy of pointing out, was that he is he ran as a Democrat, even though he's a tried and true libertarian. I think Dennis, one of our listeners, called in and he said that outside of Ian and Mark, he'd be the first person who he would label as a libertarian.
Hmm.
I mean, this guy's pretty principled, from what I understand it. But he ran as a Democrat and won. And so Frank Gonzalez down in Florida, his story is worth talking about as well, because all the people that ran as libertarians, none of them cracked 4% maximum. And the guy that got 4%, Michael Bednarik, he spent over $400,000, and he didn't really do any better than the people that spent $10,000 or less and got about the same results. So the libertarian candidates did pretty dismally, and Frank Gonzalez from Miami had a few thoughts. He says, I gathered with my campaign supporters on election night at our private party for results of my race for U.S. House as the A-rated pro-gun libertarian Democrat in Florida's District 61. You'd think, pro-gun Democrat? He doesn't have a shot, right?
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, I spent just over $11,000, yet received 41% of the vote. Or 49%, depending on which news outlet you believe. This came to just 26 cents per vote. The Democrat in District 25 spent three times as much and received only 0.9% more, even though my district is the most Republican of the three in Miami-Dade County. How many South Florida libertarians came to my assistance? Relatively few. Almost none. After all, he was probably being seen as a betrayer.
Yeah.
So he's not pure enough for us. When, in fact, as I understand it, Frank Gonzalez is a pretty pure libertarian, just that he decided to not run as a libertarian, so he might actually have a shot at winning. My Republican opponent spent over $600,000 just to squeeze out an embarrassing single-digit margin of victory. Remember, Frank spent $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
This came to $9.80 per vote for his Pyrrhic victory. Best of all, the writing is now on the wall, and everybody knows this, that victory is mine in 2008 if I continue expanding my strategy of uniting Goldwater conservatives with mainstream Democrats and independents. I had very high hopes for Bednarik as the savior of the Libertarian Party on election night, too.
Me too.
I watched for his results, but noticed his two opponents took over 95% of all of the votes, and remember, one of his opponents was a write-in candidate. This left me with a very disappointing feeling that most of his campaign's missives were based on fluff and completely void of real hope. This hope is what motivated supporters everywhere, including myself, to contribute to his campaign, and I now feel deceived. Think of the long-term damage this will do to the Libertarian Party.
I don't feel deceived, I just feel like we lost.
Yeah,
like
we gave it
our very, very best shot. And we lost.
I don't feel deceived, but then again, I didn't contribute anything to him. Then again, I did contribute to Bednarik when he was running for president in 2004, and I fully expected to not have him win that particular race. So, think of the long-term damage he says this could do to the Libertarian Party. Did he not think that this would all be exposed for all to see later? I went to the Libertarian Party website to see how they're spinning Bednarik's once celebrated, but subsequently highly disappointing and horrendously expensive campaign for U.S. House in Texas's 10th District. Incidentally, while I was there, I noticed that no Libertarian candidate in 2006 surpassed the record 27.2% that I set as a Libertarian in 2004. for the federal level. But I digress. More from Frank Gonzalez and your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Over 850 unique pages created by listeners just like you. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there, or just surf around. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else is on our website. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The 3-day event is starting on February 23rd through the 25th. Early bird discount is available now, but only for a limited time. So get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Of course, you can learn a lot more there. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And I gotta say, I'm really looking forward to this. It's been a while since I've been to we went to a couple talk radio conventions last year, Mark, but it's been a little while since I've been to any sort of liberty-oriented convention. I think the last one I went to was the Libertarian Party of Florida convention, and it was a bit of a snooze fest.
But this is
expected to be possibly one of the biggest pro-liberty events of the year, if not all time.
I think they've claimed all time, and I think that it very well could be.
I mean, nobody's ever had John Stossel before, that's for sure.
They kicked out the dough for John Stossel, that's for sure.
And, by the way, he gives all of his fees to charity. So whatever he's pulling in to speak at this particular event, it's not going to his bank account. It's going to a charity of his choice. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231,
that is the Packet 8 toll-free line. We're talking about Frank Gonzalez's reflections. He's a candidate from down in Miami, Florida's District 21, a libertarian guy who ran as a Democrat. And as a result of running as a Democrat, he got 41% of the vote, which, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
And actually, according to two different news sources, one of them says he got 49%. So he's not really even sure which one he got. But either way, he did a lot better as a Democrat than he would have done if he had run as a Libertarian.
Well, he did run as a Libertarian in 2004.
That's correct.
And got 24%.
And set a record, as a matter of fact. 27.2% is what he got in 2004. And this is a federal race. So it's not like it's soil and water board or anything like that. This is a real deal. Anyway, he says he was talking about how Michael Badnarik spent over $400,000. This is the former Libertarian candidate for president who ran for U.S. House in Texas this year. Spent over $400,000 from contributors around the country and beyond buying unnecessary buses and billboards, yet received a shockingly dismal 4.31% of the vote in his three-way race. I raised no money and had no volunteers in 2002 as a libertarian in my three-way race for U.S. House in District 5 of Illinois and received 4.34%. So,
well, I don't think there's direct corollary in the amount of money spent. For instance, he probably got a big boost for people that were just voting Democrat because they're mad at the Republicans.
Okay.
You're
going to get a boost whether or not the voters are mad at the Republicans. Just running as one of the two major parties is going to give you a boost.
Sure it is.
If you can be the qualified candidate on the ballot from another major party, you're going to do better than the Libertarian. That's just a fact. You're going to get more press. You're going to get more attention. He says, how are purist libertarians who, like major party partisans, think party label is more important than libertarian principles promoted by any means necessary, going to explain this away? You sold out the party platform. Your most recognized candidate, because what he's referring to is earlier this year at the Libertarian Party convention, they gutted the party platform.
Mm-hmm.
Your most recognized candidate seriously disappointed those of us with experience. Most of your so-called activists refuse to help candidates who do stand a chance of winning. And a few stragglers still question why I left the Libertarian Party in order to help liberty. You're your own worst enemies, says Frank. I want the Libertarian Party to be successful, but until you address these screaming inefficiencies and self-delusions, you'll always remain a social club of ideologues, not much more effective than a large Dungeons & Dragons campaign. No offense to D&D players, as I've loved the game myself. By the way, I was going to call Jason Blair of Arizona's District 6, who earned 26%, but I discovered, and correct me if I'm wrong, that he was a write-in candidate who didn't even have a campaign website. Imagine how he could have done had he been serious. Frank Gonzalez, the candidate for U.S. House District 21, who pulled 41% of the vote as a Democrat. Now, I consider myself a libertarian purist. You know, I'm somebody who understands the libertarian principle, and that is that we don't support the use of, advocate or support the use of force to achieve political or social goals. And since I adhere to that every issue, every time, that makes me a libertarian purist. But I'm not a libertarian purist these days in that I'm in love with the Libertarian Party. I had my honeymoon with them after I got into politics and sort of found the Libertarian Party and got excited about it and then watched them fail and sort of floated away. So I don't think that you can label somebody as a libertarian purist if they support the Libertarian Party. Those are just party aficionados. Those are party fanatics more than they are libertarian purists, because there's plenty of people who are obsessed with the Libertarian Party that aren't pure from a principled standpoint. So just kind of just a bit of a differentiation there to clear up.
I'm sort of the same opinion. I don't think that the Libertarian Party has much chance of winning anything major. I have hopes for them. I certainly hoped for Michael Badnarik. I was a strong supporter. I wanted him to win.
Right.
But, they didn't, and that's the reason that I support the Republican Liberty Caucus, who managed to get 120 candidates elected.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number if you've still got some reflections on the election this week. The Packet 8 toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to shift gears and talk about Borat, because you went and saw it over the weekend. I also was able to view the film, and I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah. But you were telling me that you didn't think it was that great.
I'd like to preface it and say that I think that it's comedy genius. But it's not my kind of comedy genius. I just don't like that particular type of comedy. Getting into situations where you're embarrassing the heck out of real live people who, weren't expecting it. I thought that
it give me an example.
For instance, the etiquette meal. Do you remember
when he went to the Southern sort of mansion,
mm-hmm.
sat down with a bunch of prim and proper Southern folk
for a meal and to
right.
talk about etiquette? He, there was a guy who said that he was a minister. And Borat said, in my country, they go crazy for these women here. Well, and he pointed at the women on his side. But
right.
then he pointed at the guy's wife and said, not so much her.
Yeah.
And, basically called the guy's wife ugly right there at the table. It was awful.
Yeah, that was mean of him. But, hey, what are you going to do?
He pushes
people's buttons.
That's what. Yeah. And that's what the humor is.
Yeah.
And I don't find it funny.
You felt bad for the
yeah, I was embarrassed through most of the film. I had my face covered at portions. I think that
I thought the part was I thought it was absolutely brilliant in that scene where he brought in the hooker.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But
I didn't expect that at all. And
there were some great parts to the film. I think I would give it an 8 overall. I would expect that most people would see it, especially if you're in your 20s. Go see it. It's funny. But
heck, if you appreciate comedy and you aren't easily offended, you should go see this film. Did anybody walk out while you were there?
No, I didn't see anyone. I didn't notice anyone walk out.
Because I've heard that people have walked out, especially during the scene between him and his.
Oh, that was funny.
Producer.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Wrestling. Yeah, we shouldn't say anything more than that. 800-259-9231. Well, it turns out that a few of his victims have filed a lawsuit against Borat and his producers.
We want some of that money.
Yeah, we're going to explore that here in a moment. Your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes if you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. To get on the list, that's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just sent out an update last night about the brand new October torrent that we've added to our website. Yes, that's right. You can go to freetalklive.com and just download an entire month's worth of shows via the October torrent, and even further back than that, an entire year right there, front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Hey, are you looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by flacks from the Democrats or Republicans? Well, check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes. Or go to DanCarlin.com. That's DanCarlin.com. As we continue, actually, in a moment, we're going to talk about Borat, because we've sort of just spoken to our feelings about the film. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant, hilarious. Of course, I was a fan of Borat's before I went into the movie, and this was kind of your first experience with him, right?
I'd seen a couple of clips on YouTube.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get back into it, because there's news today about this. Some of his victims have filed a lawsuit, and we'll talk about which ones they were, what the suit's all about. But first, we're going to the phones to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Jeff in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I started listening to the show last week, and I noticed that you guys like to criticize white nationalists.
Yes. Okay.
But your libertarian reorientation of the United States would lead to exactly that.
What are you talking about?
Well, you ever heard of anything like white flight?
Can you define that? What's it mean?
Well, it's kind of a derogatory term, but it means that whites move out of any type of enclave where there's more than a few percentage points of non-whites.
And what about it?
Well, if you allow people to do that and you get rid of affirmative action and you get rid of busing and you get rid of all the integrationist tyranny, then you would have exactly that. You would have white nationalism.
Wait a minute. You believe that all white people are white nationalists?
They're maybe not by what they say, but by what they do definitely seems to indicate that.
Well, what do you base that on?
I like to pay attention more of what people do rather than what they say, because you know what they say can, you know, be kooky or erudite. And
well, I'm sorry, but I don't see white people being forced by government programs to live next to black people or Hispanics or anybody else. And there are plenty of white people that do that. And I agree with you. There's probably some white people that feel uncomfortable when people of different colors move into the neighborhood, but they're just racist at heart, obviously. And that's, you know, if that's how they want to be, then they should be allowed to be that way. I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, the orientation of people's organizational principles is either Marxism, which is structural Marxism, which is by their socioeconomic level, or they do it by race, as they always have, or as they did before Marx, as far as we can look back into history. So you're either one or the other.
What are you talking about?
You're saying people that earn the same amount of money have a tendency to live in the same places?
Well, that does tend to be true, but no, I'm not saying specifically that. I'm saying that Marxism is that, and there is a dichotomy, and on one end you have what you would call racism.
So wait a minute, I'm sorry, you're saying that people
principle.
Are... Wait, let me see if I understand you right here. You're
sure.
saying that either I'm a Marxist or I'm a racist.
Those
I don't
words
agree.
Are very loaded, but...
Well, you're the ones that use... You just used them.
That doesn't mean that I loaded them. you can... there's either an organizational principle, but it's the way you orient or a society is oriented. Marxism has to be enforced. That's why it doesn't work.
Okay.
But before that, we have always used family, tribe, race. We had always done that. And it was Marxism that changed all that.
You know, I would agree with you that people that earn the same amount of money have a tendency to live in the same places, but I would also say that that our political structure that we've had in the United States has kept black people down in the sense that we give them, you know, free money in the form of welfare, and it's just a very little amount of free money, so therefore they're poor.
Well, there's other reasons they're kept down as well. The regulations also affect poor people, whether they're poor blacks or poor whites. They also affect them and prevent them from starting businesses that they could create wealth with.
Sure.
And I think that over time, I think people are starting to meld together. You're starting to see more interracial relationships. You're starting to see more mulatto people, and you're starting to see more mixing of the races, and that is not something that has had to have happened at the point of a gun, the government gun. Yes, affirmative action, absolutely.
Well, they never had
racist.
To send the 101st Airborne in to pull people apart. They had to send the 101st Airborne in to integrate people.
Well, obviously, you're talking with Free Talk Live, and we don't agree with force on the part of the government. So if it's the government forcing people apart, as they have in the past, we're going to disagree with that. If it's the government forcing people together, as they do in some cases, we're going to disagree with that as well. And
absolutely,
it doesn't matter to me if...
I understand that, but
okay.
That's what I'm saying, is that one of your beliefs leads to the other, so you're a little bit inconsistent on kind of, you know, displaying
part is
natural animosity towards, like, nationalism or towards white nationalism.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again?
Sure. It seems that... I understand that you don't believe in, you know, government compulsion, you know, sending guys with guns and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But... Without that, without forced integration, you would have deintegration. You would have...
That's your... Okay, that is your position, and, okay,
no,
I respectfully disagree.
Numbers, it's numbers. It's not really whether we agree or not. It's what actually happens.
Well, that's your... It's total
no,
supposition. You've got nothing else beyond what your you believe, sir. There's
well,
you've got nothing to back that up.
I can back it up by saying that there's more mixed couples now. I mean, I can go the
actually,
opposite direction.
If you go down to your local leftist humanities professor, they'll tell you that the intermixing rate is scandalously low inside the United States, and they'll actually tell you that's how you know the United States is a racist nation. I don't disagree with their analysis per se, but they are right.
Well, look, I think these things take time, and I think there's been a lot of animosity amongst the races over time, and I think that the only thing that's going to ever fix that is freedom.
Yeah, if racist blacks and racist whites want to go off and form their own little enclaves, they should absolutely be free to do that. But the rest
of us... Actually, in my experience, racist whites and racist blacks tend to get along a lot better than...
Whatever. If they all want to go together and form a little racist community where they can hate everybody together, I don't care. It's none of my business.
It's not about hate any more than,
Oh, whatever. I've seen the racist websites, and all they do is just spew vitriol against Jewish people and black people and Hispanic people. And
Jews
I'm sure there's racist
case because they enforce the integration. They always have.
What are you talking about? They enforce the integration? The government is made up of all different types of people.
That's right. But if you look at the legislation and who's always been lobbying, I mean, you can go back to 1925 to that 1925 Immigration Act or the Hart-Sullivan Act.
But there's Christians are in charge of the government. I mean, this is not a government full of Jewish people. It's a government full of Christians for the most part.
Episcopals.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, you know, George Bush has a nice Germanic last name and is a red-blooded Protestant and all that, but he's a corrupt SOB, and
so
part of
you're just making general statements that aren't necessarily the case. So what's your point anyway, Jeff?
My point is that your notion of liberty is unsustainable in a multicultural environment.
Well, and how so? You haven't backed that up. You haven't made one statement towards that. You've said that for whatever reason.
Okay. If you look at the numbers and statistics for white, you can find them if you Google that white flight in quotes on the internet. What you notice is that whenever non-whites gain a certain small percentage inside of a neighborhood or whatnot, whites will leave rapidly.
But that doesn't mean that liberty is unsustainable. You don't have to be white to believe in liberty.
Yeah. No, you don't, but it tends to follow, our political forms tend to...
And multiculturalism does not have to be... And multiculturalism doesn't have to be enforced. I mean, everything should be done on a voluntary basis. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-9231. Bizarre. You take control of the airwaves. Borat on the way. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are on the house. We give it away at freetalklive.com, although we do ask that you buy some stuff in return for all of the free stuff, like Free Talk Live stuff. Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts.
Who wouldn't want that?
A flag. Apparently some people do want it. We have a number of orders for these products. In fact, Johnson sent me a message today saying the products are in.
Many
of them are. The bumper stickers, we're still waiting on those. We're still waiting on, I think, the flags as well. But orders should be beginning to be fulfilled here by the end of the month, I think, at the latest. Anyway, so store.freetalklive.com is where you can place your order. That, again, is store.freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Jeff in Florida, and he was, as I understood it, he was suggesting that this whole liberty thing doesn't work in a multicultural society. And the
first
only
time we've ever heard this.
Yeah, the only thing he really said that he could back that up with was that white flight. If a black person moves in, if too many black people move in on a given street, then all the white people will move out, or most of the white people will move out, and. Maybe to an extent that is the case. You know, there's still a lot of sort of
I don't even see the correlation, though. Why does liberty not work because white people don't want to live with black people?
I think he believes that most white people are racist at heart.
Okay.
I think he believes that all races are racist at heart or something like that. And that way, you know, if we try to have liberty, then everybody will just split apart. I think that's what he was getting at.
So...
But, right, exactly. If that's the way people are meant to be, if that's the way they want to be, then they should be free to be that way. I personally don't believe that to be the case. If I see black folks moving in down the street, it makes me feel good.
Same here.
Yeah, new people coming in. Now, it doesn't matter to me if the person is black or white or yellow or whatever they are, if they are causing trouble, if they're, you know... killing their neighbor's dogs or doing mean things, vandalism or something like that, which could just as easily be white people as it can be black people, then I've got a problem. If you're harming others, if you're destroying property, you're going to have I'm going to have a problem with you. But the color of your skin isn't a factor. That's not a factor at all for me. And I think it's the same way for a lot of people who maybe grown up with parents or grandparents, like my grandmother, sweet old lady. But she's somebody that'll still throw out the term colored, right? She just can't get over it.
Well, I don't think that using the term colored means that one's racist.
I don't think so either, but it's one of those sort of throwbacks
it is.
To when more people absolutely were racist, and it's sort of I cringe when I hear her say that sort of thing. And I think more people are white and black and Hispanic and everybody else are becoming like I am and just sort of getting over this whole racist thing and being sick of people that display racist behavior and not wanting to be around racists.
It doesn't really solve any problems.
If racists moved in to my neighborhood down the street from me, I'd have a problem with that, too, if they were being overt about it. You know, painting no Jews on their garage or something like that. Yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that. But it doesn't matter to me what the color of their skin is. I'm all fine with people getting together, and I don't have a problem with people who are black or Hispanic or white or whatever. As long as you love freedom, as long as you love liberty, then I will be your friend. There's nothing, I mean, that's my qualifier as far as I'm concerned.
I don't see how anyone could argue with that.
Yeah. So there. All right, let's talk about a movie that absolutely had some racist overtones, Borat, although it was all in a fun sort of way. I thought it was great. You sort of, you're a little iffy on it. You liked it, but you felt kind of bad for the people who were supposedly victims of Borat. In the case of some of his victims, two unsuspecting fraternity boys want to make lawsuit against Borat over their drunken appearance in the hit movie, according to the Associated Press. The legal action filed Thursday on their behalf claims they were duped into appearing in the spoof documentary Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan, in which they made racist and sexist comments while on camera. This wouldn't be the first time the drunken frat boys acted like louts, but these young men, quote, engaged in behavior that they otherwise would not have engaged in, the lawsuit says. So apparently, because there was a TV camera there, they just became totally different people and said things they normally wouldn't say. Well, maybe because they had a little bit to drink. Maybe that helped loosen them up a little.
Yeah, they were pretty messed up.
Maybe like Mel Gibson, they showed their true colors. And, of course, that's what this is all. That's what Borat is all about. He's about being this sort of innocent, racist guy from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
He sort of acts innocent, but at the same time, he sort of displays racist overtones, and he manages to...
And sexist overtones.
Right, and he manages to basically goad people into showing their true colors about how racist and ignorant and sexist, in some cases, they are, as these college kids did. So here's the rest of the story. Borat follows the adventures of comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's Kazakh journalist character in a blend of fiction and improvised comic encounters as he travels across the United States and mocks Americans. The plaintiffs were not named in the lawsuit, quote, to protect themselves from any additional and unnecessary embarrassment, though they weren't exactly obscured in the movie, so you'd think that eventually it's going to come out who these guys are.
One would think.
Like their friends are going to see them or their enemies are going to see them and out them. They were identified in the movie as fraternity members from a South Carolina university and appear drunk as they made insulting comments about women and minorities to Cohen's character. The lawsuit claims that in October 2005, a production crew took the students to a bar to drink and loosen up before participating in what they were told would be a documentary to be shown outside of the United States. The plaintiff's attorney says they were induced to agree to participate and were told the name of the fraternity and the name of their school wouldn't be used. They were put into an RV and were made to believe they were picking up Borat the Hitchhiker. After a bout of heavy drinking, the plaintiffs signed a release form that they were told had something to do with reliability issues with being in the RV. Look, just because you're told something about the form that you sign doesn't mean that that's really what the case is. If you are too dumb or too inebriated to read and understand the contract that is placed in front of you, don't expect me to feel bad for you when you put your signature on the dotted line. Sorry, guys. Just because you were drunk doesn't mean that you get out of your responsibility to understand the agreements you're entering into. And just because you're drunk, I don't know, man. Do you think that invalidates the contract?
I think that they've got a leg to stand on. The producers took them out to drink,
right,
and then asked them to sign a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got a leg to stand on.
Well, the damage has been done at this point.
Oh, well, the damage is
their
not
reputation.
Look, they're not looking for damages on their reputation. They're looking for money.
The film, quote, made plaintiffs the object of ridicule, humiliation, mental anguish, and emotional and physical distress, loss of reputation, goodwill, and standing in the community, the lawsuit said. No! They made themselves the object of ridicule.
humiliation, mental anguish, emotional and physical distress. They are the ones responsible for losing their reputation, for opening their big misogynistic mouths.
I gotta say that's true.
And talking trash about women. You remember the scene in this particular case, Mark?
In the RV.
It was absolutely outrageous, some of the things that they were saying. And I hope they lost some reputation for it. And I think that probably some of the things they said were beliefs held by a lot of misogynistic college frat boys. I think they are sort of representative of a good cross-section of America. They were just being honest, that's all. And now they're filing a lawsuit because they were too honest and got caught on film doing it.
Well, I can't say it'd be the worst thing in the world if some of the people in Borat's movie got some of the money that...
They got paid. The car dealer, I remember reading an article, I think it was in Time magazine, they paid that car dealer like a few hundred bucks in order to be on the lot and be in the film or something
that
like that.
That doesn't mean these boys got paid. They probably just paid what they had to pay.
Yeah, they probably just bought them the drinks.
Yeah.
And that was it. You're going to be on TV, man. Come on in. We'll get liquored up.
Yeah. That car dealership was hilarious.
The name's 20th Century Fox, a unit of News Corp, three production companies.
I'd like to get that magnet put in my car, too, by the way.
The studio spokesman Greg Brilliant said the lawsuit, quote, has no merit. The plaintiffs were seeking an injunction to stop the studio from displaying their image and likeness, along with unspecified monetary damages, which, of course, what they're really after. Because, again, the damage has been done. This was the number one movie in America over the weekend. Plenty of people saw these kids, especially, I'm sure, people living in South Carolina and on or about the South Carolina University campus. So, sorry, boys. little, too late. But I hope that they fail. I hope they utterly, utterly fail in this particular lawsuit. Because I don't want these scumbags to get a reward for being scumbags. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You take control of the airways. Mark, you're going to tell us coming up about how one European city or town has eliminated their stoplights entirely. We'll get into the details on that as to why and how well or not so well it's working out for them. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese